Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 82 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. 25% of the patients at a local hospital are COVID positive. Pandemic-related recommendations are impacting student experiences in higher education. The CDC says more than 90% of COVID cases are caused by the Delta variant. Students are feeling anxiety as they return to the classroom. Researchers in Louisville are working to prove vaccine effectiveness. In sports, Moorhead State Soccer won their season opener. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 66. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead is seeing an increase in COVID-positive patients that require hospitalization. Currently, 25% of all inpatients at St. Clair are COVID-positive. Like most of the state, around 11% of those patients require serious care and are fully vaccinated. Dr. Will Milan is the chief medical officer at St. Clair. He says having that many patients with a single diagnosis is unheard of.
So one-third of them are in ICUs. We have two ICUs running. We have our regular ICU, of which half has been rebuilt into an isolation unit. And then we have a surge ICU up on the fourth floor, which is strictly isolation, and that's actually two-thirds full.
Milan says 28% of the COVID-positive patients in the hospital are currently on a ventilator. He says the number of patients is already impacting the way patient care is prioritized. With a return to campus this week, Moorhead State University students are required to wear masks indoors and have been encouraged to get the COVID-19 vaccine. In the College of Science, many students are working to find clinical opportunities. Dr. Wayne Miller is the dean of the College of Science at MSU. He says requiring vaccinations for clinical experiences is not a new concept, but some new guidelines are impacting the student experience.
They're reducing the number of students that can enter their facility. In other words, a lot of our lab situations for nursing and imaging scientists, they'll have a cohort of students working with a mentor in that facility, an adjunct instructor, clinical instructor, and that person will take on, generally 6 students, 8 students, 10 students, in that lab section.
Miller says some clinics are taking fewer students each semester, which makes it more challenging for MSU students to complete their degrees. The Center for Disease Control is now estimating more than 90% of COVID-19 cases across the nation are the Delta variant. Doctors are putting COVID swabs through a variety of tests to determine if the case was caused by a variant. Dr. David Byers is an infectious disease specialist at Southern Ohio Medical Center. He tells WSAZ he's concerned with how contagious the virus is becoming.
It's one of those things, you have to have a good sample, and it can't be such a limited amount of virus that you can't, further do the sequencing. But the thing with Delta is that viral loads seem to be much higher and stay much higher for longer based on some data the CDC and others have communicated.
He says masks and vaccines are still the best way to protect individuals from COVID. Students are beginning to feel anxiety about getting back into the classroom during the pandemic. Even with safety precautions in place, such as masks and social distancing, school districts are seeing cases and quarantines throughout the state. Child clinical psychologist Michelle Martell tells LEX18 parents can help decrease anxiety in their kids as they prepare for classes.
Certainly, if you can keep them focused on, this is kind of just like another accessory, like a backpack, or, for a child, this is like a fun connection to their favorite character, that will help them have something else to focus on besides germs or sickness or things like that.
Martell says having compassion and patience will be very beneficial in helping students get through the difficulties of the pandemic. Louisville researchers are working to prove the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines. WMKY's Alyssa White reports.
Researchers from the University of Louisville are using data-based evidence to prove the vaccine's capabilities. The Co-Immunity Project, created in May of 2020, has tested over 13,000 people in Jefferson County to gather data on the natural immunity of those who caught the virus early in the pandemic. Wave 3 reports the project's focus has shifted to the antibodies created by the vaccines and how long they remain effective in the bloodstream. Results have shown that vaccinated antibodies appear to hold stronger than natural antibodies. The Co-Immunity Project's success has earned researchers $8.6 million from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to fund further testing on the coronavirus throughout neighborhoods in Jefferson County. For WMKY News, I'm Melissa White.
Kentucky school districts are struggling to find an effective quarantine learning process for students. While educators have been successfully adapting to the changes, parents are still asking for more virtual learning resources to be readily available. Fayette County Public Schools spokesperson Lisa Duffendall tells LEX18 the delivery of learning instruction changes case to case.
Sometimes there is the capacity to do synchronous instruction, and sometimes it's asynchronous, and it really just depends on the teacher, the student, the school, the class, you know, it varies.
While it is not in the school district's power to require all classrooms to offer virtual access, Duffendall says families have the option to apply for the Virtual Learning Academy full-time if it will ensure academic success for their child. The number of residents living in poverty was trending down before the pandemic, but activists say there's more work to be done in Ohio to pull ahead of the national rate. With a report, the Association of Community Action Agencies rolled out a new well-being dashboard, which documents a county-by-county breakdown of poverty that looked at factors such as unemployment and four-year graduation rates. Association spokesman Philip Cole says looking at how the socioeconomic factors play out in disadvantaged counties could be helpful in guiding policy changes.
If your four-year high school graduation rate is on par with the rest of the state, say, but your unemployment rate is really high, you know those kids are probably going to be leaving the county in order to find a job. So we've got to come up with ways to try and create more opportunities.
Cole says some ways to alleviate poverty and spur economic growth include relieving student debt and making certification programs, such as cosmetology, more affordable and accessible. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays. Sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
Kentucky was ranked number one for the highest number of maltreated children in the United States. Officials say nearly 20 of every 1,000 children in Kentucky will be abused. Delphia Branham is a family and child advocate at Judy's Place. She tells WYMT it's hard to pinpoint why people mistreat their children.
Most every parent loves their child, and they don't want to hurt them, but they do sometimes. Financial problems, mental health issues, alcohol, substance abuse problems. There's a variety of things.
Officials are encouraging individuals in the state to speak out and report abuse or neglect they see immediately. The pandemic wiped out many gains in child well-being made in Ohio from 2019 to 2020. The state saw a 97% increase in unemployment, and many families lost health insurance. Morgan Hyatt of Children's Defense Fund says the data can help local governments determine how to spend federal dollars.
The American Rescue Plan Act funds represents a great, great opportunity to make further headway in improving child well-being throughout Ohio, with their specific needs for every county. And having those data-informed strategies can improve the lives of families and children.
According to the Kids Count data, the number of Ohio children enrolled in Medicaid decreased by 2% during the 2020 fiscal year. As a result, Ohio is receiving $12 billion American Rescue Plan dollars. Senator Mitch McConnell addressed a group of business leaders in Richmond Wednesday during a luncheon with the Madison County Chamber of Commerce. McConnell said American troops should have stayed in Afghanistan. According to WKYT, he said American safety is now in danger with the Taliban now in power.
Obviously, there was no plan in place to deal with getting our own people out and getting the Afghan interpreters and others who worked with us.
McConnell says he blames the Biden administration for having no plan in place to safely evacuate Americans and Afghan allies. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals denied a motion to dismiss charges from a former Ashland area surgeon on Monday. Dr. Richard Paulus is accused of performing unnecessary stents at King's Daughters Medical Center in order to bilk Medicaid and Medicare. He was convicted on charges of medical fraud in 2016. Then a district court judge overturned the conviction due to lack of evidence in 2017. The feds appealed the decision, and the Sixth Court of Appeals overturned it, leaving Paulus convicted once again. In a 2019 letter from an internal KDMC audit came to light that indicated only 7% of 1,000 cases reviewed were medically unnecessary. The Shields letter, as it's called, has been suppressed prior to trial after KDMC went to court against federal prosecutors. In early 2020, the Sixth Court of Appeals sided with Paulus, stating the letter could have been used to help the doctor's defense and should have been disclosed. His conviction was vacated, and prosecutors decided to once again move forward in another prosecution. The case paused in September when he again took an appeal to the Sixth Circuit, arguing that a retrial would violate the Double Jeopardy Clause. The court went on to say that the only way forward is for a new trial. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State soccer team scored a late pair of goals to win their season opener. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
After over 80 minutes, the MSU soccer team won their 2021 season opener against North Alabama at home 2-0 Thursday night. The victory was their first home season opener win since 2016. Junior Abby Van Hove netted her first career goal at the 80 minutes and 80 seconds mark in the final half. North Alabama appeared to tie the match minutes later, but the goal was immediately wiped away due to a foul by the Lions behind the play. With just 31 seconds remaining, a tackle foul in the box created a penalty kick chance for junior Colleen Swift, who smashed it past the UNA keeper Peyton Yates for the final margin, and for her sixth career goal. Morehead State next plays Sunday at Purdue Fort Wayne at 1 p.m. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, sunny with a high near 86. Saturday night, mostly clear skies, a low around 67. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., otherwise sunny skies with a high near 86. Sunday night, a 30% chance of showers, partly cloudy skies with a low around 68. And for your Monday, sunny with a high near 87. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Wiley Tanner, Cassidy Stearman, Alyssa White, Shamari Mosley, Hallie Adams, and Ethan Jenkins. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.